No, I, to be honest with you, I thought my coaching days in basketball had gone. You know, I was starting to move in a different direction, obviously with AFL, and I was doing some corporate teamwork with Team Effect, and I thought that was the path to the journey, and got a phone call from Nick to come over to interview. So, yeah, it's been a pretty good journey so far. Yeah, it's been a great decision. Obviously, Perth's a great place, and the organisation have supported us all the way through. And it's good to go to a club that gets it and supports you, and you put a vision in place. And we've been very fortunate the last couple of years with the championships.
Hey, mate. Consider yourself a Perth person. What stage
do you? Yeah, I am now. My wife tells me not moving anywhere, so I better win some games to stay here. So, I don't think I'm a Perth person just yet. I think it's 10 years, isn't it? So maybe after 10 years, I become a resident.
Coach for a long, long time. How are you different as a coach from this experience compared to all the other times?
I'm not as angry. Yeah, I was young and angry and, determined still there. It's just there's a lot of different ways to skin a cat, so to speak. And after you mature a little bit, there's different ways. And before, it was my way or the highway. Now it's... Probably a bit better for the players to be around than I was in the early days.
Winning helps?
Yeah, so winning does help, and it helps when you have good players too that can, finish the play. So I've been blessed with great players, not only in Perth but everywhere I've gone. So hopefully that continues. Yeah, well, obviously the two MVPs are Randall and Lish back in the lineup. We haven't played against Lish the last couple of games, but he certainly brings that energy back in there. He's a great competitor, and they're still super talented. They just haven't clicked, but they're getting rid of Tyler, so hopefully we can do some work with that. Yeah, look, I'm not privy to that. It's hard enough to coach in our team, but we really want to play like we did in the second half against Brisbane. It's just that high intensity that's been missing when we've been inconsistent. So we're really focused on make sure we're playing consistent Wildcats basketball for four quarters.
The last couple of weeks, Trev, the loss to Melbourne, the win over the Bullets. How do you assess your form currently?
Yeah, look, we've been good in patches. You know, the second last quarter against Melbourne was great. We make a shot, they miss a shot, we win the game. But it certainly highlighted a few areas. The first half in Brisbane was terrible. You know, we lacked effort, and I get it that we travel and play the next day, but the second half was outstanding. So it's more of upstairs than physically. So, we've got to lock in and focus of making us the best team that we can, and our concentration levels have got to go up.
JP said after the game, you're almost battling yourselves, and in a sense, you've been battling all season where you're getting away from this Wildcats basketball. How do you guard against that? How do you coach that?
Yeah, and especially at home too. We've lost the last couple of games at home. That's, we normally play at a high rate all the time, and that's, we get respect and throughout the league, and I don't think we've done that the last month consistently. So we have to get back and get back to number one, is playing as hard as we possibly can.
Change the starting five a bit lately. Will that go as the same as last week, or are you going to move it around again?
Yeah, I think right now it's just getting five guys that are playing together. And, we started a different lineup against Brisbane, and then we changed it again at half time. So, we certainly want to start off on the right foot and not behind, and hopefully we'll do that this weekend.
Can you give us an indication of who's likely to?
No, I've got no idea yet.
No idea.
No, we'll play, we'll poke around for it, but we want to certainly start in a good fashion.
Are they training for spots in that five skills, mate? Are they unaware that you're going to mix it up a bit?
I don't think it's, obviously though, players want to start, but it's not crucial in my outlook. It's who finishes the game is more important. I think Derek came off the bench and he finished the game, so it was whoever's got it going is going to play major minutes.
Fitness update, anyone got more?
Oh, look, I think if Greg gets through today, he should be all clear. If he gets cleared from the medical staff, he had a good session yesterday, first one he got through. So if he gets through today, he'll play.
Thanks, Trev.
how significant is that for you to get the energy that he provides in the leadership as well?
Yeah, without a question. We've missed that spark off the bench, and we've had that last couple of weeks with Dexter, came off the bench and really performed, but Greg's been consistent for a number of years doing that, and hopefully he can provide that this weekend.
You chatted to the team today about the past. Can you give us an indication about who you spoke about and what you sort of said?
Yeah, it was just the heritage round, and we talked about what it was like in 1982 with the team. They weren't professional at all. They had jobs to come to play, and then we just individualised a couple of guys that jerseys retired. And I talked about Scott Fenton and how that accident happened when he was 24 years old. And most of these guys, well, these guys weren't born when that happened. It's the club has a rich history, and we want to tap into that to know what's come before us. And hopefully on Friday night we'll represent everybody that's played before us and supported the Wildcats in the right fashion.
His death was such a harsh story when you look back and read everything. How did they take that, given a lot of them wouldn't have had a clue?
Yeah, it was a somber story. It's, you know, an accident that happened, and he's not even in the prime of his career. And you know, it's fantastic the Wildcats retired his jersey that we can remember him, and his photos up in the rooms that the guys have looked at. So hopefully we can have that fighting spirit that you know, all the guys that come before us and show on the weekend. Cheers, guys. Thank you.